is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. We're here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011 Pork Fest. By the way, haven't even given their website out. Probably should. Porkfest.com. PORCFEST.com is where you can go to learn more about what's happening in Lancaster, New Hampshire for the next 6 days. We will be here for all of it, and we're not the only ones. Ernie Hancock is here as well from Declare Your Independence at freedomsphoenix.com. Ernie, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Oh, it's my pleasure, man. It looks like it's already a good time. They haven't even got started yet. I thought it'd just be a couple of people here just kind of sort of almost getting ready, and boom, man, they're ready to party.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, because this being my first ever week-long Pork Fest, this kind of size of crowd looks a lot like, say, Wednesday night would have looked like last year, or Thursday night would have looked like last year. Mark's back too.
The early comers.
Yeah, exactly. And so I know that before Porkfest expanded out for the whole week, that this was probably a much slower time. That this Monday night situation was probably a lot slower. Were you ever here out this early before?
You know, I don't even remember. I think we were here for, it had already been going like a day, I think, you know, but we were here for quite a while, at least 3, 4, 5 days. When they said it was a full week, I'm going, wasn't it a full week last year?
I think it might have been a full week in the past, and then they cut it down to a weekend, but people kept coming for the full week. And so,
I was here more than a weekend last year, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
But it's expanded the schedule, and I looked at it, and it looks full. I'm like, hey, man, I was expecting to come here for a vacation. I guess
right?
It's a vacation with activities.
Yeah,
it's like
exactly.
A cruise line.
It really is, and except you don't have the whole seasickness thing, and the boat doesn't tip back
that
and forth.
That doesn't happen much on cruises.
No, it doesn't, but in the movies it does.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're here, of course, to talk to you about anything you want.
It's in the freaking Love Boat here, man.
You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The show still operates in the same way. In fact, Miss C is on the line with us, listening in Tennessee. Miss C, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Ernie.
Well, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, Miss C, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm sitting over here in Tennessee, and I'm just about scared to death. Not for only
what are you scared of?
The government here. And, you know, we moved here from California, my husband and I, and he's a local minister. And I gave my credentials to the screener just to preserve my identity and so forth, because I'm sitting in the state of Tennessee, I'll just refer to myself as Miss C. But he has my credentials and so forth, and to basically prove that I'm not some kind of a nutcase.
All right. Well, we've certainly talked to plenty of nutcases. I mean, there's no prohibition on nutcases calling our show. So what is it you wanted to share with our audience tonight?
Well, we have a whole lot of corruption here that's taking place in Tennessee, and I've actually, my husband and I, on a much smaller level than most, have experienced it firsthand and actually have evidence on a CD of corruption taking place at a high level in the state government. But more importantly, there's people sitting in jail. For example, a gentleman by the name of Ralph O'Neill now, who's down there in Blount County, sitting there and on his way to Rowan County for additional false charges. And Mr. Walter Fitzpatrick in Monroe County.
Well, slow down here. I mean, I understand that in every place around the country there are problems with the police. In fact, I know that it's Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com who says that ever since he started doing Never Get Busted and started doing the Cop Busters thing, where he's going out and he's busting cops and reverse stinging the cops and setting them up, and you know, they come in, they bust a place for a grown pop, but they're actually growing Christmas trees and that kind of thing. He says that people have been reaching out to him saying this, basically they all say the same thing, is Barry, the cops are the worst in my town. I mean, so everybody has this. There's corrupt cops everywhere. There are people sitting in jail cells across America who've never harmed another human being. This is not uncommon. But take that first name you were telling us about. What was his name again?
Ralph T. O'Neill.
Now, Ralph, what happened to him? Why don't you just tell his story?
Well, basically, we have issues with the court systems, and the cops do what they do, but what makes it more egregious is when a person has their constitutional rights violated in the court systems and with rigged juries and illegal grand jury foremen who are basically doing and working on behalf and supporting these false charges that the cops arrest people on, and you have those kinds of systems that are basically violating one's constitutional rights to a fair trial. And I have read so many stories. If you go to a website called thepostemail.com, you'll see a letter that I wrote to Mr. O'Neill's attorney in Knoxville at his request, requesting for on June 9th, the attorney, which is a public defender, to file a Rule 33 motion for a new trial. And based on all this evidence that this man sent to me from his jail cell showing that he was innocent of these charges.
Well, I'm not a lawyer, Ms. C., but I don't think that you can put a motion in for somebody else. I think he would probably have to push
permission in a letter he wrote to me asking me to do this, and he requested it directly to his attorney himself.
What were the charges?
The charges were some drug-related charges and so forth, and they accused him of being a drug kingpin, which he clearly was not. And they've also pinned a murder charge. They're trying to pin a murder charge on him of a gentleman that was murdered, and even the family member of this guy in Roane County said that Mr. O'Neill is innocent of this.
Why do you think they're targeting this guy? I mean, did he cross somebody, or is there something else going on?
Well, apparently he feels that the police harassed him there, and they have harassed many African Americans in that county. But even more importantly, the police, and you'll see on Channel 5 news coming out of Nashville, it was in June it was posted on there, about the police officers are actually legally allowed to confiscate drug money going out of the state on the I-40 westbound.
Yep, that's true. Ms. C., thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the story, and it's not uncommon what she's talking about. Yeah, it sounded like it was news to her, but for me it's not news. This has been going on a long time where the police...
It's shocking for people when they find this out,
yeah,
though, that the police are running these sort of gangland activities and...
They're taking cash from
situations.
People.
Yeah.
If you, for instance, there was, I think it was a story about a lady in her 60s or something like that, some old truck driver lady who, you know, had her life savings with her. She was going from one point to another point, moving her life from point A to point B. And during that move, she was pulled over by the police. They discovered her cash because she didn't believe in banks. So she had all of her money with her, and they took all of her cash. And they charged the cash with money laundering or something like that, because they can actually have court cases against inanimate objects in this country. They actually have the state of the United States, which is an inanimate object. That's just an idea, versus cash, versus, you know, $30,000 in cash. And, of course, the cash can't hire its own attorney because it doesn't
have...
Well,
they do it like that on purpose because the cash doesn't have civil rights.
Right.
You know, they don't go after the person at all. They don't even charge them with a crime. They just want all their money.
Exactly right.
You know what? There was a story we had a couple of weeks ago on Freedom's Phoenix that was about a local television station did a bit. It might have been what she was talking about, because I think I remember it was Tennessee Channel 5. So what happened is they had a jurisdiction that had no law enforcement, and they allowed another jurisdiction, was 100 miles away, to confiscate drug money and assets and RICO everything, whatever they could do to seize assets on the highway enforcing the speed limit and stuff there, because they would give them a cut. You know what? So they go to them and they say, you're just doing this for money, right? Oh, no, we're doing... Well, how is your office funded? Well, you know, from the proceeds of the, you know, so it's just, they're the highwaymen of the king.
Literally, yeah.
That's exactly what it is. And people want to believe that things are so much different now than they were many hundreds of years ago, when, you know, that you had the kings were essentially the strongest gang around, the guy who took his nobility at the point of a sword. But, you know, the government is, A, it's the majority of people that decide what the minority are going to have to do. B, it's a bunch of bureaucrats that never change out. I mean, the politicians may change a little bit, but rarely. Incumbents, they're there for a long time, and the bureaucrats always stay.
Politicians are just the insulation for the bad guys.
I mean, Ernie, do you want to stick around for a little bit?
Yeah,
what's
sure.
going on in Phoenix? I mean, because as far as dealing with corruption, Phoenix is one of the hot spots. You've got old Sheriff Joe out there.
We are entertained.
He is one of the worst of the worst. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up anything.
Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. It is live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011, porkfest.com, porcfest.com. You can go to learn more about this event that has just barely gotten started. There are people all over the place already here at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, right next to the White Mountains, which are just so beautiful. But You'll be distracted from the scenery by all kinds of conversations with interesting folks of all ages. We've got everybody from families to single people to couples, various different people here enjoying themselves, meeting new friends, meeting their future family, essentially, because for me, being here is like, it's like choosing your family, because family, blood family is just basically, to me, it's just a group of strangers you're born into. Maybe you'll get born into some really cool people. Maybe you'll get born into some real jerks, and maybe a mixture of the two. But here, you actually get to choose your family, because there are hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people coming here to New Hampshire. Hundreds have already made the move. Over 10,000, almost 11,000 people have pledged to move here to New Hampshire. And yeah, within 11,000 people, there are going to be some people you don't like, but there's going to be a lot of people that you do like and that you really get along with and that you can create relationships with. And the and Porcupine Freedom Festival, for a lot of people, is the very beginning of those, what it will end up being, lifelong friendships and lifelong relationships. That is, presuming those people come here and make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Joining you in the studio tonight, as always, it's Ian and Mark. But Ernie Hancock is here from Declare Your Independence, which is his radio show. You can listen to it over at LRN.FM. In fact, you're going to start doing your show live here from Porkfest beginning tomorrow afternoon, presuming all the technical side of things goes correctly. But Ernie, always good to have you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Yeah, it's good to hear you guys breaking 100, man, 100 stations. That's
right.
Awesome.
Thanks for that.
You know, the thing is, it's so important, too, that you have – there you go. Thank you. It's so important, too, that you have the opportunity to get people that even hear this message. Because when you're talking about the relationships that you build when you come to – you're a freedom-oriented person, you meet other freedom-oriented people, it's more than just family. You know, it's a psychological, philosophical connection that you get immediately. So you can make lifelong friends in a weekend.
Yeah, they feel like they're people that you have known for your whole life, but you actually haven't.
Right. No, it's always that way. And I've been, you know, a libertarian for a long time and an activist since the early 90s. So it's as you go to these functions, I came with a friend from San Francisco. We were in New Hampshire together, and I gave him a ride up here. And he arrives, and all of a sudden, he can't walk 5 feet without somebody, "Hey, how you doing, man? Are you in there? Embrace it." You know, I go, "It's going to take me an hour to get to the camp spot, man. I'll meet you there later," you know.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, a lot of people, the movement is widespread, but it's not so deep yet that where you go somewhere where there are a lot of freedom-oriented people that you're not seeing somebody you already know and close to, and they know people they want you to be. This is growing very quickly, and I encourage, you know, people that you want to experience this, you come up to New Hampshire.
There's no doubt about that. Now, you come from what I consider to be an activist hotspot, the Phoenix, Arizona area. That's where Freedoms Phoenix is based, freedomsphoenix.com. And one of the problems, it seems, with Phoenix, and I was talking with a couple of guys from Cop Block, who you know real well, Nick and Drew, they are behind the scenes and on the air with the Cop Block Police Accountability Report, which is a 5-minute-long weekly podcast that is available for download over at copblock.org. Great stuff. They're doing awesome work over there. And I said to them, "So how many cops are there in Phoenix?" And, of course, the answer was, you know, way too many to count. I mean, just all
cops. Yeah, no, it's a lot.
That's a big, big city.
Right.
Well, it's more than that. They keep asking for more money. You know, they're always, we got to have a bond election to have more cops, because if we don't have more cops, we won't have as many cops. I mean, you know, it's just they do that. And then, of course, they have to fund themselves. It becomes such a large portion of the budget. And it's astronomical numbers. You take the Phoenix Police Department and its, you know, its budget, and it's 60-70% of the city budget.
Jeez.
Whoa.
And I'm going, is that even right? That can't be right, you know. So we started checking. That's what keeps coming up. So I go, we got to keep checking this. You know, people that know, you just go look at the city of Phoenix city budget. It's online, and you'll see graphs, and it shows how much it is of the budget. And I'm going, that has to include parks. Nope, there's another thing for parks. Well, maybe that includes fire. Nope, there's a thing for fire. And I'm going, wow, man. So they're out there. They're the king's men. They're generating revenue, or they wouldn't exist.
Enough. Now, wasn't there a news story that, you know, that was proven to be false, that Phoenix has the highest kidnapping rate in the United States because it's right there on the border or something like that?
You know, they never were able to substantiate this until, you know, immediately after the election.
So they just made the claim.
Yeah, it's just right before the election. They always do this kind of stuff. You know,
I see.
It's, And, you know, it may very well be true, you know, but they can never really come up with the figures. They don't even care to bring up the figures because they always do this stuff right before the election.
Yeah.
You know, it's right when they, you know, it's the immigration thing and so on. Mm-hmm. So what they'll do is, and they reclassify crimes. What they do is they'll have a bunch of these guys that smuggle human beings into Arizona, and then they'll sit on them. They'll have 100 people in a big house or a little farm or something like that. You know, hold them for ransom to their family to give them more money. And they'll go, kidnapping, you know, and you know, which
yeah,
it is.
It sounds like,
you know,
kidnapping, but I can see what you're saying. Yeah.
But then they'll also use it as kidnapping, it's illegal aliens, it's this, it's that. I mean, they go, oh, yeah, we got a little drug thing here, we got, you know, so they'll,
gotcha,
they'll amp up all the numbers. So the numbers don't mean anything. You can't trust them for anything.
Gotcha.
So you've got Sheriff Joe Arpaio, one of the most well-known, loved and hated sheriffs across the country. This guy is...
A lot of people love to hate him.
Well, he's awful. I mean, he's just horrible. I was talking with the guys from Cop Block about him last night, and what's amazing is that he is so... like the social conservative types, they love this guy. They keep reelecting him. They love this, you know, this tough on crime, crackdown approach where, you know, he just pretends like everybody he comes in contact with is the scum of the earth criminal, when all of us know that he's filling those desert jails that he has, these outdoor jails in the desert in Arizona. He's filling these jails with nonviolent, peaceful drug offenders.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, the bad guys are in the air conditioning, along with the dogs and stuff.
Yeah. And immigrants as well.
No, it's the guy. I tell you who the people are. They're poor. They're either, yeah, a lot of them, are, they just couldn't afford auto insurance. You know, it was that they didn't register their car, they,
right,
couldn't afford auto insurance.
And then you get a repeat offender on that, and you're in for,
yeah,
a long time.
Now, these guys, they're it's not even their non-violent, they're not even offenders, as far as I'm concerned, of anything.
Right.
They're just, you know, they didn't kiss the man's ring or give him enough money, and they're sitting in Tent City. And Arpaio is just the product of a much larger problem.
Absolutely.
And,
the symptom.
And what happens, everybody, and I know Joe. I know him well since 92.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we... Yeah, we're tight, man. You know, and so we have conversations and everything, and to shut him up about how popular he is and everything, I go, Joe, look, I get it. You're the most dangerous guy on the planet. I get it. I understand. I agree. You're crazy. I know. I get it. You're the man. You know, can we talk about something else? You know, because he's so bad, he just wants you to know it. And how he gets away with it is his popularity polls that he keeps, you know, touting all over. Mm. And what happens is he's ex-DEA that retired the Phoenix. Okay.
Wasn't he in charge in Mexico City of the DEA down there for a while?
It was Central America. He was in Turkey also. And this is he, the reason he... You know, I'll tell you when we come
he's a
back.
Spook.
he serves a purpose, man. And you think I trust the election process anyway. You know, how are Arizona's crazy people electing him? I go, oh, I believe in the government computers. Yeah, that's it.
All right, more coming up here. 800-259-9231. Maybe you got a question for Ernie Hancock. He's with us as well. This is Free Talk Live from Porkfest 2011.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In the past 2 months, over 2,000 natural disasters have been recorded. With the ongoing economic crash, millions of Americans can't afford food. Also, because of the exploding price of fuel, many farmers can't afford to plant their crops. We must take control of our greatest dependency, food. Folks, you can trust eFoods Direct, the 28-year veteran of long-term storable foods, and they're here to help. For a limited time, when you place your order for a 3-week supply of the best storable food on the planet, you will receive the fourth week absolutely free. You will save $75 and receive a full month's supply for less than $8 a day. This offer ends on June 22nd, so act now and buy three to get the fourth one free from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or go online to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. Take control of these airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, SACL CAI is a huge part of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and that's where we are. We're going to be here throughout the week, and we'll be talking with you. Of course, you can still call in about anything. We'll also be talking with interesting folks here that are at the Porkfest 2011 as they have the opportunity to come join us here on the air, sit in on the third mic here as Ernie Hancock is with us right now. And so head on over to freetalklive.com, get interactive there, dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. By the way, the Bitcoin apparently has hit a bit of a bumpy road here recently, Mark.
Things have been very strange with the Bitcoin, and I'm very interested in what's going to happen in the future. But, you know, the U.S. dollar, it's had a bumpy road, too.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you'd call that a bumpy road. It's more like a fall off a cliff.
Yeah, it's a slow roll down Broke Hill. And the fact is the U.S. dollar's lost 97% of its value since the 1913 when it was introduced and it, to some extent detached from the metal-backed currency with fractional reserve banking over the years. The little threads have been cut more and more, and I believe the last one was cut in 70 or 71 by Richard Nixon. And it's, you know, I'm sorry, they're devaluing the U.S. dollar, and another currency will take its place at some point in the future. That currency could be bitcoins. They're decentralized, anonymous, an internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value, well, you know, it's up, it's down. I hope that it continues to rise. You can find out more, though, at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Weusecoins.org.
All right, so 800-259-9231. We're going to continue to take some more phone calls here. Mama Allie is with us listening in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Ernest Hancock. Hello, Mama Allie.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I was going to call in tonight and let you guys know a little update. I've been getting messages that people have been calling and asking about how things are going. But real quick, I just heard that lady that was on from Tennessee. I'm not prepared to release all the things that we're doing here in Tennessee, but there is help out there. I hope she's still listening. We do have a Tennessee Cop Watch page up already on Facebook if she would like to post some of her things on there to share with other people. I can honestly say, though, given coming from Savannah, Knoxville is definitely one of the least threatening cities in anywhere. Hmm. Traffic court has less than, like, 10 people in it when you go. She definitely must not have been where it is worse, because it is way worse in a lot more places. But there is help out there for her here in Tennessee if she would like to join us.
Where do people go to find Tennessee Cop Watch?
It's on Facebook right now. They're working on Cop Fails. Cop Fails has agreed to handle all that. There will actually be a Cop Watch in every county, all 95 counties, when they're done. But they just got started. But the Tennessee
That's a pretty lofty goal. I hope that someday you can call us to let us know that that has actually been accomplished, because I would love to see Cop Watch in existence in 95 counties. I mean, it would seem difficult to make it happen in 10 counties here in New Hampshire, let alone 95 in Tennessee. It's again very lofty, but good for you.
I'm networking and outreaching every day, and you know how I do. I just wanted to tell you guys, 2 days before court to get my little girl back, my ex-husband fled to Alaska with her, and it will be another 2 months before I get to see her, at least.
Well, the court date's in 2 days, but it's going to be 2 months?
When the court date came, 2 days before the court date came, he left for Alaska. His attorney was there. They got another continuance for 3 more months, and it's going to be another long, drawn-out deal. But I don't want to talk about the bad stuff. I just want to let people know what's going on with my baby. It's still not good. It's still, you know, really rough for us here in our family. But on a good note, today I will be selling food again starting tomorrow. I will have a storefront. I'm no longer underground. I'm still tax-free, though.
Really?
Paid off percentage. Yeah.
How are you going to pull that one off? And because for our listeners that don't know, Mama Allie is the proprietor of what was once Savannah Last Biscuit. It was an underground, I don't know if you're familiar with this, Ernie, but it was an underground food establishment that did delivery only. So you'd call in your order, you get some delicious southern cooking delivered to your door. The price is right, huge portions. She was actually here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year cooking up for food for all kinds of people. And you kind of had gone down to Tennessee for other reasons. You hadn't really set up the Last Biscuit down there, and now you say you're going to open a storefront. I mean, you want to talk about increasing the risk. If you're not going to jump through the state's hoops, it won't be more than a few weeks before somebody snitches you out and the cops come calling.
No, baby, it's already open. The store's already open. The gentlemen who run the store are foreign, so they don't have to pay any business tax for 7 years. And I went in on a free market contract working on percentage, so I won't be paying any taxes as far as what I'm getting paid.
So would you say this is like a loophole then, that there's some sort of Tennessee law that allows them to do business for 7 years without having to get a business permit?
I don't believe it's Tennessee, baby. I believe it's nationwide. If you come from another country and you open a business here in America from another country, you get 7 years of tax-free business working. So that's why all the Patel gas owners... So,
yeah, that may be taxes, but that, that's not necessarily giving you a food permit or
right.
a health permit.
No, baby, No. Listen, they already have all that. But they already have an open kitchen. What I did is I went in with my menu and a free market percentage-based plan for them. My pay is tax-free. What I'm working with is tax-free, and it's really cool because
I gotcha.
I'm getting to take all the gas station crap out. I'm bringing in all the local Tennessee farmers here. I've got a meeting with 17 different farmers next week. Super excited about that, bringing them all into one place. We're going to get some real good food in there. And I went, they have a really cool thing right down the road here. It's called King's Hydro Farm, and it's an entire farm that's hydroponics. And yes, very, very cool. I picked fresh green tomatoes that I cooked yesterday. Very, very cool.
So basically you're saying is that you managed to get a deal where you don't have to interface with the state agents in any way, except for the occasional inspection.
That's pretty awesome.
And the business owners are actually the ones that are jumping through whatever hoops need to be jumped through.
Correct. Yep.
And they're willing to pay you without any kind of tax forms or anything like that. I mean, that's not too shabby.
Right. A percentage, I'm really excited to be able to bring in, the local farmers, to have us to have a local outlet like that and to be able to outsource locally is very, very cool for everything that we're doing here, to be able to support our local people, very awesome. And,
Allie, and I hope that you have good luck getting your daughter back. I mean, we had the opportunity to meet her last year when you came up to visit New Hampshire, a nice young lady, and you're a fine lady as well. So thanks for the call tonight, Allie. I always appreciate hearing from you, and, of course, encouraging many people to do what she has done and start their own businesses without asking permission from the state. Obviously, if you're going to open up a storefront, that increases your visibility. It increases the likelihood that some aggressors calling themselves the state government will come around and come calling.
She's subcontracting, though. I think she's in pretty good shape.
No, I think you're right. I think she is, but other people may not have the luxury of finding a deal like that. And, there are people that are talking about moving up here to New Hampshire and doing things like delivery business, probably inspired by folks like Mama Allie. And I think it's a great idea, running a kitchen. You don't have to jump through any.
Everybody's got one, or just about.
Yeah, so you're already paying the rent to live at that place, so you can make some more money off of the facilities that you do have.
No additional real costs as far as.
It's going to be time.
Food costs, but hopefully those will be recouped, right?
Right, so I think it's heroic. The more people that can do business outside of the system, the better. And, of course, that's considered agorism. And that's what's happening here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Porkfest 2011, Agora Alley has become, I think, Agora Valley, where there are something like 2 to 4 times as many vendors this year than last year. And, Ernie, you were here last year. I'm sure you tasted some of the delicious food last year, right?
And they ran out.
They did.
So now hopefully they'll have a lot more. And we got a couple tables here in Agora Valley.
Excellent.
Hawk and Silver and all the stuff that we do, and the guys are having fun. So it's I wasn't sure I was going to come, but it was just so much fun. I knew they were going to have a heck no.
You couldn't miss it. More coming up here in moments. Remaining moments coming up, 800-259-9231. Enough time for you and your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the Low Country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. 3 less things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted
Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Even here in the remaining moments, there's still enough time for you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Even though we are live on the site of the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011 edition here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, Lancaster, New Hampshire, the northern portion of the state. It's the once a year that I get to come up to the northern part of New Hampshire. Normally, most of the action, as far as activism is concerned, takes place in the southern portion. I think there are some activists that have made the move up here to the northern part. But we're still early on in this whole Free State Project thing. There are still thousands of people that have pledged to move who have not yet moved. And two of those people are sitting here in the studio with me tonight. Actually, I don't know if either of you have pledged to move. I'm actually going out on that limb. But Ernie Hancock is here. And actually, Tennyson here as well from the Thinking Liberty podcast. Is it thinkingliberty.net?
Yes, thinkingliberty.net.
Make sure you jump right up in that microphone.
Oh, yeah, I got to talk right into this thing now. So let me put it to my lip like
you got
Yeah, Mick Jagger.
You get the Mick Jagger type of thing going. The Mike Jagger, that's what it is.
So, the both of y'all, you guys are old hands here at Porkfest. You've been here for years. And Tennyson, you might have even been going to more of these than I have. When did you start going to Porkfest?
At least 2008 now. So I started out in Gunstock Acres, and they moved away from Gunstock Acres and came here to Rogers. And so it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger all the time. And
you seem to have lost more hair in that time. You used to have long hair. Now it's very short.
I used to have hair that was long and all black. Now I have short hair that is partially white. So
really? Oh, okay. I wasn't going to say anything about that. I didn't
Thank
notice
you.
It.
See? I'm glad it that you did not notice it.
So you're here, and you are like a professional photographer guy. You are always taking pictures of all the stuff that's going on here. And, of course, Ernie's been here for years now. And
you know, not at Porkfest. You know, I came to New Hampshire. This is probably in the last 4 years, my sixth trip. Okay. You know, but so I've been up here a lot. But only last year did I come to the actual Porkfest. It was awesome.
Have you been to Liberty Forum?
Yeah, I'm sure. Ernie, you've been to the Liberty Forum before, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. Liberty Forum, yeah. I mean, you know, I've been to a lot of things. You know, we were here during the Ron Paul Revolution activity before Christmas and after Christmas. And
which you guys started that, by the way. I mean, credit where credit's due. The Phoenix activist crew started up the Revolution thing. I'm sure everybody that's paid attention to the Ron Paul campaign has seen it where the word revolution, love, is reversed.
The Revolution.
The E-V-O-L in revolution is taken and turned around. It's, you can see love immediately inside the thing.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So you guys kicked that off, and you mentioned the Liberty Forum. That's the yearly, yearly, and hopefully it will start up again next year.
Yeah, Liberty Forum was
my president of the Free State Project is back in the back of the room. Carla, I'm sure we'll talk to her at some point here this week, but she's saying, yes, the Liberty Forum's coming back. She's saying yes.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that. Liberty Forum was my first New Hampshire event. That's what I came up to New Hampshire for originally. It's like, nope. Chris Lawless, John, Krista, they found me and was like, you know, hey, do you want to shoot Liberty Forum? I said, yeah, okay. And so I came back up for Liberty Forum, and that was my first real exposure to the beauty of the Free State Project.
What has changed? What has changed for you since then, as far as your experience?
Numbers. Just straight up numbers.
You noticed that.
There are so many more people here now than there were before that it's just kind of I can't keep track anymore. There's faces that are new every single year, and there's even old faces that I can't keep track of them anymore.
It is a challenge, a constant challenge. Yeah. I mean, I meet somebody new, and I'm usually apologizing because I'm sorry, but it takes me a few times to meet somebody before I'll remember who you are.
I tend to stand out in this crowd for some reason, though. So.
Well, yeah.
It's the camera.
We need more.
One thing I want to bring this up for the end of the show, because I want to be spending a lot of time on it this week, is I've been around since early 90s and so on. I was the young guy. You know, I'm starting to get older now. And what happened, I've seen the flavor kind of shift from the libertarian thing more into an anarchist kind of libertarian thing. And then where you have, there's still, of course, libertarian philosophy.
We're getting a round of applause from
the audience.
Well,
I mean, because a lot of people, there's still, we have some people here because they're so inspired by last year and us talking about it and so on and what's been talked about online at Pork Fest. They're coming here, they're going to try and recruit the anarchists to start voting, you know? And I'm going, but be nice.
We're getting a round of booze for everyone.
It's going to be very interesting to see that discussion. I'm going to try and have it on air start tomorrow because I see the shift. They go, oh, the anarchist. Well, it's not an anarchist to vote. You know what I'm going? Well, I think we should talk about that tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not an anarchist. I prefer the term voluntarist. I think that anarchist suggests it's kind of a negative term. It's like saying you're an atheist, that you don't. There's something that you don't believe in. There's something that you don't follow. I think voluntarist is much more positive because it identifies what your belief system is. It identifies what your values are, and that is that you believe that humans should interact on a consensual basis, which a lot of the people that call themselves anarchists would agree with. They would agree that with that statement, but they love the term anarchist because it's, you know, it's like a pirate, you know, it's like bad.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. What's happened is they didn't even have the term voluntarist, and it was because of the sentiments that you just expressed that voluntarist has a much more of a positive connotation to it, and it's been defined well by people like here in New Hampshire, and that those that I've known that would call themselves anarchists, I've become more and more anarchists, you know, a long time ago, but what happened was is that they go, well, yeah, that's what they start calling themselves voluntarists now. So the ones that like to embrace the word anarchist, it's not because the definition is any different. You know, I don't think it's as common as you think. I think voluntarist is really starting to sweep the movement.
It might be. I mean, Carl Wattner's been using voluntarist for decades now. So we all know Carl Wattner is an anarchist, but he likes to use voluntarist. And I mean, I prefer anarchist. I'm an unabashed, unashamed.
You don't care
anarchist.
If people think you're going to throw Molotov cocktails. I mean, because that's what they think you say anarchist. They think you're going to break storefront windows and throw Molotov cocktails, and you're
well, the very same people, Ian, are going to try and do the same thing with the word voluntarist.
Well, I haven't
but
heard that yet.
I know it's harder to do it with
you're
the
gonna
words
give
like voluntarist.
5 years with the word voluntarist, and then just run away from that one, Stuart.
You know, when that's fine. I mean, I don't mind changing, changing my spots if necessary. But I haven't seen anybody throw any bombs in any storefront windows and call themselves anarchists. or excuse me, call themselves voluntarists. Thus far, they're still calling themselves anarchists.
See, I mean, I have philosophical differences with the voluntarists. Like, I don't really think it's a full enough term. I like anarchist because it does actually have some sort of a full negative connotation. It's like the example of negative rights versus positive rights. Like
Which is a concept that's very confusing.
Exactly. So with negative rights, the idea is that they, or with negative rules even, it's that there are things you cannot do, but the reason to do that is because there's a very expansive world of what you can do. So they have these specific limits on what you cannot do, and there's a specific thing which we are against, and everything else is pretty much the
I'm not against government. I'm pro-freedom.
Specifically for is voluntary action, and that's fine, but I'm...
Well, he's taking more of a political view of it. I mean, how it's perceived and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to, it's a marketing thing.
You're selling liberty. But the point I'm trying to make is that as time goes on and the more of a threat you become to the establishment, they will try and make the word voluntarist bad. I think it's difficult.
I've heard this.
It's difficult because that's a good word. It's going to be really hard to do that.
It's a good theory. I think there's validity to what you're saying. I understand that a lot of
you think they're going
to
leave you alone?
No, I don't think they're going to leave me alone.
It's like he's going for the 5-year run. He's going to change his spots to another term.
I'll be a consensualist.
That's a better word than voluntarist.
So I've got it lined up already. We've got another 5 years, and by that time we should have the voluntary society, right? So 10 years, it's a done deal.
All right, you're working on the 10-year plan then. Yeah.
But it is about marketing. It is about selling these ideas. And if you don't sell, I'm not the kind of guy who's going to put on a suit.
As long as it's accurate, I don't have a problem.
I am the suit-wearing anarchist, which people don't. They simply cannot understand, and then they're forced to see it when they have it in front of them.
That's true. If you can really shatter their expectations about what an anarchist is, then that could get them open-minded enough to accept another idea. Yeah. I'm just not interested in dealing with the baggage.
Okay. Nah, the baggage they're gonna hang baggage around your neck no matter what.
As soon as you open your mouth and start explaining what your position
is. As soon as you become relevant to the larger scope of it, as you are quickly becoming, Mr. I got 100-something stations, this is going to be, all of a sudden, voluntarist, man, it's going to be in the bullseyes on some big bad guy's wall somewhere, okay? Get used to it. I mean, I've seen it, the cycle, so many times.
I'm waiting, all right? So all right. When it happens,
Levolution's going to be hard for them to do, but it's not like they're not going to try.
Right.
Mm. Even Bob Barr tried to use it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
If I were on the other side, I could do something with that.
So we are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2011 edition. There's just so much to go. We've just barely even gotten started. We got 5 more shows to do. Free Talk Live is going to be on every single night of the week here this week, all the way through our Saturday show. So if you didn't get a chance to get in tonight, get on the air, whether you're in the studio audience or whether you just wanted to make a phone call in here and get on. Maybe you've got a question about Pork Fest or the Free State Project. It doesn't have to be that. As the discussion point, we can still talk about. There's a lot in the news we haven't even touched on. Apparently, the CIA and the FBI websites got hacked.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we'll talk more about that tomorrow night. The crowd loves that.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was you.
A round of applause to low
security.
Thanks, guys, for coming on the show tonight. I really appreciate it, as always. Catch Ernie tomorrow at lrn.fm, freedomsphoenix.com, Tennyson at thinkingliberty.net. We'll be back tomorrow night. See you then.
All right.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.